You have your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 12 this morning. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 16. The Bible says, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. I want to preach for just a little while this morning. It's got to be my help on this thought. Liberty and love without compromise. Liberty and love without compromise. As we see here, Paul's writing to the Romans, and he says that we need to be of the same mind. Amen. He says we need to have the same attitude of heart. That's the attitude toward Christ's likeness. Amen. Seeking and desiring Him as part of our life. He said, be of the same mind one toward another. So what he's saying here is that we need to have that oneness in mind so that we can have that oneness in body. I want to say this today. We're one in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're one body and one body of believers. And we come together. And when we come together, we fit like a glove. And every part has a place in the body. We all fit together. And God's made it to be that way. He tells us in Romans chapter 15 in verse 1. He said this, he said, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. That's why we need to have that oneness. So we can help each other. Said we have those infirmities, that weakness, that lack of strength. Because sometimes, Brother X talking about this more, sometimes we get weak. Amen. Hey, listen to me. Your flesh will let you down. Your flesh will deceive you. Your flesh will take you places that you don't need to go. It'll take you places that's not pleasing to God. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a God of heaven. And I'm glad when we come together in one mind, one accord, we can encourage and help each other along the way. Amen. He said, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. Amen. He said, what we do, we come together, praise God, we begin to edify, to encourage and uplift one another. Hey, I'll tell you what we need more in this world, praise God, is edification. We need some exhorting, some lifting up and encouraging one another. We're living in a discouraging world. We're living in a discouraging time for the world. But I want to say, praise God, it's an encouraging time for a child of God. It's an encouraging time for you and I, praise God, because we're getting ready to see something a whole lot better. Yeah. Amen. Amen. As it wax worse and worse all around us, praise God, God's fixing to fix this thing up. Amen. He said, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as is written, the reproach of them that reproach thee fell on me. Now Jesus said, those things that fell on me, praise God, he said, those things that was against you, praise God, were against me. Amen. He said, but praise God, I stood up to the test. Amen. Praise the Lord. For whatsoever things, verse 4, were written aforetime, were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Amen. He said, what happens? That we come together, one mind, one accord, seeking the good things of God, that hope might prevail. Amen. Amen. What we need, praise God, in this world is more hope. Amen. And when we get hope, we get help. It comes together, praise God. It fits. Said, and now God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he said, what we have here is an opportunity, praise God, just lift up the name of the Lord, praise God, together. Amen. Amen. I like it when we can come together. I can lift up the name of my Jesus everywhere I go. But I like it when I get to be with my brothers and sisters in Christ and we can lift Him up together. Amen. Amen. Praise God, there's a chorus goes up to heaven and we begin to herald the praises of God through the portals of glory to the throne of grace. Amen. That's why it's such a privilege and honor to come together at the house of God. We come together in one mindness. Peter talked about that in 1 Peter chapter 3. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, Peter said this. He said, finally, be ye all of one mind. And he says, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Amen. He said, God has to be sympathetic. You need to be kind to each other. Amen. He said, not rendering evil for evil and rallying for rallying, but contrarywise, blessing, knowing that ye are there and do call, that ye should inherit a blessing. He said, God's got something for us, young'uns. He said, if we'll just come to the table and pull up, praise God, God will fill your plate. And he'll fill it to overflowing with the goodness of God. Bless his holy name. Amen. And we might inherit a blessing. He said, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lip that he speak no guile. Oh me. He said, let him eschew evil. Amen. Avoid it. Do those things that's right instead of those things that's wrong. Amen. It's a time to do right. As Brother Bill said, it's time to do right now. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we know right from wrong. Every one of us sitting here knows right. These little old children know right from wrong. Amen. And we do too. Amen. But let us eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Amen. So he said, what we need to do, praise God, come together one mind, one accord, and seek to do those things that's right. Seek to do those things that's good. Seek peace and pursue it, praise God. Like a beagle dog on a bunny trail. Amen. Stay on it, praise God, till we catch it and we run it down. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying it takes work, praise God, to live at peace with man. Amen. It takes work to live at peace with a husband and a wife. It takes peace to live at peace with your church family, and those people that's around you. It takes work. He said, but if we'll seek it and we'll pursue it, praise God, he said, we can have it. We can have a good result, praise God, with the help of the Lord. Amen. He said, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. So he says, as we're pursuing it, he said, God's a-watching. Hello? Yeah. Amen. As we're pursuing God in godliness, he said, God's a-looking down on us. He sees us. He sees that we're trying to do right, praise God, and he empowers us more and more in that direction. Amen. You start trying to do right, the devil will fight you. He won't like it. But praise God, there's one that's already overcome the devil, and his name is Jesus. Amen. And he empowers us when we do right in righteousness, praise God. He looks down upon us and he empowers us to keep pressing on. And his ears are open unto our prayers. So not only is he watching, but he's a listening. Amen. When you need help, just call out. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You fellas, you hearing me? You men in the audience, now I know how you are because I is one. Amen? I'm a fella just like you. I'm a man just like you. And we got an attitude that we don't need no help. We got all this under control. We're lining it out. We know exactly what we need to do. But I wonder what God thinks about that. Hello? Amen? I wonder what God thinks about that. So sometimes we try to do it, but we need to stop and listen and lift up our voice and ask Him to help us. Amen. And when we ask God to help us, He'll extend down that arm of help. Praise the Lord. He said, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Amen. God don't like it when we do things that's contrary to His Word. Contrary, because it's contrary to Him, who He is. Amen. And who is He that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Now, that's a question. He said, who can harm you, praise God? Who can do anything if you're following righteousness, trying to do what's right, praise God? Who can harm you? Amen. Amen. Nobody, because God's bigger than everything else. Amen. My God is supreme. My God is almighty this morning. Yeah. Praise the Lord. He goes on and says, but if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. You go through things. You say, well, preacher, why am I having to go through this? Praise God for the glory of God. Amen, that we can lift up our voice and say, you know what, a little farther on, praise God, it's going to get better. Amen. Amen, a little farther on, praise God, it's going to be better. It's going to be gooder than gooder, praise God. I'm just going to shout the praises, amen, realizing one day in just a little while, hey, glory be to God, everything's going to be just fine. Amen. Amen. Praise God with the help of the Lord. He says, but and if you suffer right's sake, happy are ye. You know why? Because you got joy in the Lord. You realize who's brought you through these things and who's delivered you. And then happiness comes. Happiness depends. I've told you time and time again, happiness depends on what happens. But joy comes from the Lord. And when we get the joy of the Lord down in the depths of our soul, praise God, happiness comes along too. Amen. It moves in, takes up its abode. And when you're happy in the Lord Jesus Christ, when you have joy in your heart, praise God, happiness is there to abide. He said, be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Amen. He said, well, how do you get there, preacher? He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man to ask you the reason, the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. Say, praise God. Let me tell you how. Yeah, you say, preacher, how you making it? Because Jesus has got this. Amen. I say, if there's troublesome water ahead, how you going to make it through it? Praise God, Jesus has got this too. Amen. Counting on Him, trusting Him, and we do it in one mindness. Amen. We do it in one accord. He said, having the same mind. He said, and mind not high things. Amen. So he says, what we got to do is we got to get rid, in order to have one mindness, we got to get rid of pride. Hello, let me just say this morning. If you're sitting here this morning and your pride, if you ain't careful, is gonna want you to just block out everything you're hearing. Your pride will say, well, you know what? I don't need this. This is for somebody else. Amen. That's pride, young'uns. That's pride, and we don't need pride in any place in our lives. The Lord asked about this in Mark chapter 3, 9 and 34. The disciples were communing between themselves, and they were disputing among themselves who should be the greatest. Amen. Who was going to be the biggest? I mean, who had the most authority? You know what that was? Pride. Amen. I want to say you can't be a servant this morning with a bunch of pride. Amen. We can't do what God would have us to do this morning with a bunch of pride in our lives. We need to chunk the pride, praise God, and become a servant to one another. Amen. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying it's not about you, and it's not about me, praise God, but it's about us and bringing glory to the Lord. Amen. Doing that in our lives is pleasing to Him, that would edify and uplift and encourage someone else. Amen. Just about every day in our life, every day in my life, sometimes four or five people will text me today, say, oh, preacher, please pray for such and such. Amen. I tell you what, it blesses my heart. Because that lets me know there's some people out there, praise God, that ain't just concerned about themselves. They're concerned about someone else. And they get rid of pride and they say, oh, please, preacher, help us pray about this. Amen, because they know, they believe that God hears and He answers prayer. So he said, not to be mindful of high things. Don't get up here to a place, amen, and let pride get in our way to where we can't be that we need to be for somebody else that's having a struggle. Amen. While we're up here on cloud nine, while we're on top of the mountain, they probably say, well, I know there is. There's other people that's coming through the valley that's trying to climb out, trying to dig out. I'm glad there's a God who help us come alongside and encourage each other. Amen. That's that liberty and love. And we don't have to compromise to get it, praise God. We can stay with truth because truth makes you free. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. When you're free indeed. Amen. But He says, be not wise in your own conceits. Amen. So what He says is we got to be careful that we don't get caught up in deception. You know, deception is rampant in this world today. Everywhere you look, there's deception. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in verse 18, the Bible says, let no man deceive himself. You know what the greatest deception is in this world today? Self-deception. I mean, we're deceiving ourselves. He said, but let no man deceive himself, and if any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. Amen. He said, the biggest thing we can get caught up in is self-deception. I see it, I tell you, all the time I go out visiting and visit people and I see them in their drugs and alcohol and their whoredoms and I ask them about it and they say, I think I'm okay. I believe, you know what, they're deceived. They're caught in deception. Amen. They're self-deceived. He said, let no man deceive you. What about self? Self's the biggest deceiver that we have. Amen. He's deceptive. I'm deceptive. My old flesh is deceptive. So if any man among you seem to be wise, let a wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. Amen. If we think we know all the answers, now I know as you grow up and you get smarter and smarter, and you know, I've said it before, you know, as youngins we grow up and we get to a point we think we know everything. Mama and daddy are so dumb. Amen. They don't know nothing. They just, you know, they must just fell off a turnip truck somewhere and hit their head two or three times. It's just they're brain dead. They don't know nothing. But then you go up a little bit, praise God, and you realize you don't know nothing, and they're pretty smart. Amen. But we get wise in our own conceit. Amen. That deception of our mind, that deception of our hearts. He said, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Amen. That they endeavor to do, that they try, we try to conceive within ourselves. And we get caught up in it. Amen. He said, when we should be getting caught up in the Lord Jesus Christ, the place we can get help. Amen. He said, and again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Amen. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. He said, praise God, if we're going to glory, he said, we need to glory in the cross of Christ Jesus, and not in the things that men can do. Amen. He said, not to be wise in our own conceit. He said, don't be caught up in the deception of this world. Don't be deceived. Amen. Deception is rampant today. Amen. All the media and the people and the world and the government and everything in this world is full of deception. It's just smoke and mirrors. Amen. They get our minds and our focus off what's real, praise God, onto something that's fabricated. Amen. Now hear me. They get us, our minds thinking about all these things that's going on, and we forget about a true and a living God. Amen. And if we ain't careful, they take him away and they put something else in his place. They set up idols, if you will. Amen. See, it's deception. These false gods become our gods. But I want to say there's one God, and his name's Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He's the God of heaven, God of earth, and the help that we need. Amen. But he goes on in Romans chapter 12 and verse 17, and he said, recompense to no man evil for evil. Amen. Because we have one mind and one accord, because we've not got caught up in deception, praise God, he said not to recompense. He said not to recompense to no man evil for evil. In other words, when somebody's mean to you, he said, don't look for an opportunity to give it back. Hello? I know that goes against everything, every fiber in our being. If somebody mean to us, if somebody's deceptive to us, if somebody rips us off, if somebody hurts us, somebody hurts our flesh, our flesh tends to look for a place to hurt them back. Amen? Amen. Oh, me. We look for a place to recompense. We look for a place to give it back better than we got. Amen. Amen. You know I'm talking, I'm preaching right. We look for a place to give it back better than what we got. But he says don't recompense, don't give back evil for evil, praise God. He says that's not the intent, that's not the way God meant for it to be. Amen. He said we're supposed to be in one mind, one accord, praise God, loving each other, lifting each other, exhorting each other. Bless his holy name. He said if we do that, praise God, he said we'll provide things that's honest. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 21, he said, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, now watch this, but also in the sight of men. Amen. He said, if we try to do that instead of recompensing evil for evil, praise God, we try to provide things honest. In other words, things the way that they ought to be and not the way that we want them to be. You know, Proverbs said, if we raise up a child the way that he should go, then they'll not depart from it. But if we raise them up in the way that they will go, they'll never come back. Amen? Because they'll do those things that's contrary to the Word of God. They'll do things that's dishonest. They'll do things that's ungodly. But he said, if we'll provide those things that are honest, if we'll have a good report at the end of the journey, Praise God. He said we can live in our liberty and love, praise God. We can live it without compromise, even this morning. Liberty of love, praise God. It goes a long ways. Amen. But Paul goes on and he says, if it be possible. If it be possible. Now that word if is a great big word, Brother Bill. Amen. If it's possible for you to get along with such and such. Amen. If it's possible. You know why Paul said we need to be one mind, have one, the same mind and one accord? So that it can be possible to get along, praise God, in this world. And do it for the glory of God, to uplift and encourage each other along the way. He said, if it be possible. In other words, I thought about that when I was studying this the other day. I thought about the Pledge of Allegiance. Amen. Now, people, we're living in a world, people don't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance no more. Why? Because they don't want to have an allegiance to anything. In other words, they don't want to make a commitment to anything. Hello? That's why we're seeing people today that's not getting married are just shacking up. Because they don't want to make a commitment. See, if we can't commit to God, then we can't commit to one another. And if we can't commit to one another, praise God, we can't commit to those things that are right and those things that are true. But when we have an allegiance, amen, then we can begin to do those things, praise God, that bring glory to His name. The Pledge of Allegiance, He says, I pledge allegiance to the flag. Now, when we pledge that allegiance, we pledge that our allegiance to something. I want to say, when you get married, praise God, you pledge an allegiance to that spouse. He says, two, they leave their father and mother and they come together and they become one. You pledge an allegiance to each other. And when we make a pledge, when we pledge our flag, we pledge that allegiance to the flag. And when we pledge allegiance to our flag, praise God, we pledge allegiance to everything that flag stands for. Amen. Amen. Ain't that right? Yeah. Everything that men died for. Amen. Praise God. When we pledge allegiance to it, we pledge allegiance to everything that they died for. Everything that's true. Everything that's right. Everything that's righteous. Amen. Amen. When we pledge that allegiance. Amen. And we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. So we pledge allegiance to a specific thing and we pledge allegiance to a specific place. Amen. I want to say America, praise God, the United States of America is the greatest nation in the world. Amen. Barring none. We're the greatest, but we may have our faults, we may have our conflict, but praise God, we're still united as one. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're like brothers and sisters. We'll fight amongst each other, but praise God, when somebody else gets to messing with us, you'll have to fight us all. Amen. Amen. We'll come together, praise God, and you got every one of us to whoop. My son and daughter, sometimes they used to fight like cats and dogs. They did. I mean, they'd go at one another, you'd think they wanted to kill each other. But you get them on the school bus, you get them somewhere, somebody else start messing with one of them, praise God, you had to fight them both. Amen. Praise God. That's the way it ought to be down at the house of God. Amen. Somebody goes to messing on brother and sister in Christ. Praise God, you have to fight them all. Amen. Because stand together united in a united front. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. Now that speaks of a state. That speaks of the commonwealth. Amen. That republic speaks of those that's coming together. Kind of like that one mindness. That we come together, praise God, as one for the glory of God. Amen. There's not a little Christian here and a little Christian there, praise God. We come together in unity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're all part of the body. Amen. Listen, there's only one body. Amen. Praise the Lord. We come together united in, praise God, as a republic. Praise the Lord. The people, and in other words, what the republic stands for, a people for the people and by the people. Amen. We don't live under a democracy. Amen. Because a democracy says, you know what? Joe's going to go over here and he's going to become potentate. He's going to become the authority. Hello? That he's going to do what he wants to do and he don't care about what you want. But we're living in a republic, praise the Republic of the United States of America, the republic for which it stands, praise the Lord. We stand upon the truth for the people, by the people, for the glory of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's why we do what we do in the late era we live. Amen. We stand as one nation. Amen. We stand together as one nation. That's why we don't say, this state and this state. No, we come together as in envelope as one nation. And we come together under God. Now, you know, they didn't put that under God in there till 1954. I didn't know that till a while back, but they put one nation, it just say one nation, indivisible. But in 1954, I believe it was it Lyndon B. Johnson? I don't remember. He said they put it into our pledge, praise God. It was one nation under God. Somebody come to their senses and they said, you know what? It can't be one nation without God. Amen. I want to say, praise God, as you see that allegiance, amen, your home can be one home found in Lord Jesus Christ without God. Amen. I tell people all the time, you're going to have a home, praise God. You've got to have Jesus as a center post that home, the rock of that home, praise God, or it will not work. Amen. I talked to some folks last Saturday. I said, if you're going to have a relationship, praise God, with one another, you can't have a good relationship without a good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. When you make your Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, praise God, then you can love Him and He'll love you and He'll teach you to love that mate, that person that He's put with you. Amen. For His glory. We come to stand together as one nation under God. Indivisible. That means without division. You said, preacher, look at America. We're divided right down the middle. Amen. Praise God. We are till something happens. Amen. But we'll stand together, praise God, when it comes time. You say, is that the way we're supposed to do? No, we're supposed to stand together all the time because we know better. God's give us direction. He's give us a purpose. Amen. He's give us liberty and love. Amen. Hey, praise God that we can do this thing right without compromise. Stand together, one nation, under God, indivisible, without division. Amen. Praise God. It's time that we as God's people stood up, praise God, and got rid of the division. Come together in one mind, as praise God, one accord, to just do the will of God, to see souls saved, birthed in the family of God, so we can go out of here together.
Amen.
So that we don't leave nobody behind. The devil would like to deceive us. The devil would like to take us in our own conceits and get us out of a one mind, as praise God, and get us to thinking that we're in it all by ourselves. But we're in this thing together with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Indivisible. He said, there's liberty and justice for all. It all falls together in the spectrum, praise God. We begin to see the power that God give us as a nation. Amen. But then Paul says, as much as lieth in you, as much as in you is, praise God. That's where we got to put forth that effort. Amen. It takes some effort to be a child of God. Hello?
Amen.
You can't hit this thing haphazardly and expect to have good success. We've got to buckle down, praise God. We've got to get in. We've got to see what God's got for us, where God have us to be, and get to our place. As much as lieth in you. Amen. I'm talking about liberty without any compromise. Amen. We're so willing to compromise those things around us that we've had that, Brother Bill, held dear for so long. Amen. We've got a constitution that our founding fathers give us, praise God, that was firm and steadfast. That you could stand upon, praise God, and it'd get us through this thing, praise God, safely. But when we begin to compromise, amen, we begin to compromise where we stand. Ben Franklin said this. I was reading it then. I seen it. Ben Franklin said this. He said, those who sacrifice essential liberty for temporary safety and are not deserving of either liberty or safety. Amen. He said, if we sacrifice essential liberty, what we have, amen, in the glory of God, amen, what God has given us, praise God, we've got liberty in the United States like no other country in the world. We have a liberty for freedom of speech. We have a liberty, praise God, through the First Amendment, freedom of speech. We've got liberty through the Second Amendment to protect ourselves. We've got liberty, praise God, to assemble ourselves at the house of God and worship a true and a living God. But if we sacrifice those things, praise God. Benjamin Franklin, one of the authors, praise God, of our Constitution, he said, if we sacrifice our liberties, then we don't deserve liberties. And we don't deserve the safeties that our Constitution gives us if we'll sacrifice our liberties. Amen. If we sacrifice that we know, the liberty that we have in Christ Jesus, the safety that we have in Him. He said, we don't deserve the liberty or the safety. Praise God. Amen. So we can never sacrifice our liberty. Have to have liberty without compromise. Amen. We can never sacrifice the truth that we might be pleasing to men. He said to recompense no man evil for evil, but provide honesty in the sight of the Lord, if it be possible, as much as lies within you. Live peaceably with all men. He said, but you don't compromise to do that. We don't have to compromise the Word of God and the truth of God and the things of God and our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, amen, to have a liberty. Praise God. But he said, if we can, he said, if it as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. You say, well, how do you do it? Because we realize that truth is better than compromise. It's easy to compromise and say, well, you know, if that's what you believe, amen? Just go ahead. If that's what you believe, you know, you have a right to believe what you want to believe. Amen. But truth, praise God, is a whole lot better than compromise. Why? Because truth saves souls. Because truth shows God's love for that individual. Amen. Amen. It brings them out. He brings them out. He'll bring them up. Praise the Lord. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. He says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, thanks, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Amen. He said, at liberty and love without compromise. He said, what it is, he said, when we begin to have that, we begin to pray and seek God's face for every man. Man, woman, boy, girl, pray, we begin to pray. He said, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Amen. With the help of the Lord. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Watch verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. What is truth? There is one God and one mediator between God and man, and the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Amen. So he said, in order to have liberty and love without compromise, praise God, he said, we just stand upon the truth without compromise. Stand upon the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, in every essence and fiber of our being, amen, expect until He comes. Telling people about Him that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, He taketh away the sins of the world and He gives health and He gives hope. Amen. He's that end result of our faith. Amen. That liberty and love, that liberty and love without compromise. See, we can love people. We can still love people without compromising. Taking a stand, praise God, on what's true and what's right. Giving God the glory. Amen. So that God can take our lives and He can pull us together in one. Amen. Getting us together for that glorious day of His Spirit when we're going to be with Him where He is. In just a little while, listen now and I'm done. In just a little while, there's going to be a shout and a trump and He's going to say, come up hither. And we're going to go away from here, praise God. If you've been saved, if you've been born, if you've been bought with a price, praise God, that price has been paid in Christ Jesus. And we'll go out of here. If you've accepted what Lord Jesus Christ has done for you, I'll ask you this morning, are you saved? Amen. There's liberty and love. And the Lord's speaking to your heart today. And He said, you know what? He said, I love you and I want you to be saved. I want you to come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get in before it's too late.